100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day, until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And you came up with quite a few stories. The topic this week was stay safe. I should have probably said that first, and then all the stories you came up with, but at this point, it's time to hand it over to you to tell the stories, so what does it matter? Let's go ahead and listen.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 786, with the prompt of Stay Safe. Well, here's my story. Bilbert and his father walked back into the Airbnb. Mrs. Blanketmaker sat on the couch eating cheese and crackers. Mr. Blanketmaker stopped in the doorway. I'm going out for a little bit. You two stay safe.
Stay safe from what? Bilbert asked. Do you think Mr. Withybottom is going to come back over here and give us some trouble?
You never know, his father said. There could be a tiger creeping around the neighborhood. Bilbert's mother laughed. You stay safe. You're the one who will be wandering around outside. Watch out for black cats jumping from fifth-floor apartments. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is pick a lock, any lock. I was at this magic convention. I told this guy with a bunch of doves in his jacket, stay safe. He said, you too. I said, I will. He smiled at me, snapped his fingers. Three guys appeared pushing an Elkhorn safe. Next thing I know, I'm in the safe. I feel myself being pulled upwards. I can just make out someone yelling, it's over the pool. You know, no one can hear you screaming in an iron safe. The rule, when falling into a pool locked in a safe, don't panic. Second, revenge is a dish best served cold. Yep. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The world is a dangerous place, and I firmly believe that you can't be too careful when it comes to kids. You've heard the expression, wrapping them in cotton wool? Well, I've taken it literally. And mine are wrapped in 100 yards of the stuff, tightly held in place with duct tape. Because nothing is too much trouble to ensure my kids stay safe. As for germs and such like, I encase the cotton-wrapped youngsters in giant polythene bags, vacuum sealed for security. Weirdly, however, none of my safety measures seem to work. The children still died. Somehow.
Good morning. This is Dwayne, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge 786 with a prompt of stay safe. And here's my story. We've heard many mixed messages and contradictions over the last year. One that still has some traction is stay home, stay safe. The phrase shows up everywhere. It's in tweets. It's in email signatures. It was on my cable bill. Ironically, it's even on bumper stickers and posters in restaurants. Have we forgotten the most important message from the past? Have we lost the words of wisdom that used to be in TV commercials and public service announcements? If we are truly going to return to normal, we need to reclaim the phrase, "Most accidents happen at home." And that was my story. Everyone enjoy their weekend and... Nope, not going to say it.
Hi, everyone. Lizzie here. I hope you had a good week. And here's my story. Stay safe and enjoy the trip. He repeated these words in his mind over and over again while trying to keep his head above the icy water. He knew he didn't have much time left. Stay safe and enjoy. And it had been very enjoyable, he repeated in his mind. Good music, good food, nice company, very nice. Stay and enjoy, how nice. The water was so cold. He couldn't see anything. He could hear people around him crying and yelling. Stay, be nice. And he felt he was so far away. It was strange. Stay, stay nice. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Good morning. This is Richard. And this is my story for this week. It's called Stay Safe. Stay safe out there. I don't want to have to continue this mission all on my own. It was kind of weird being told to look after myself by a computer. But considering the run of bad luck we'd had recently, I suppose it made sound sense. For a moment I caught myself wondering whether it was possible for an artificial intelligence to worry, then dismissed the idea with a snort. I turned my attention to the job in hand before heading back to the ship. Open the pod bay doors, Hal. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that. Okay. That's about it, I think. Till next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
Instead of ending conversations with bye or God bless, now people end conversations with stay safe. Put on a mask, wash your hands, put on gloves, and order everything delivery. Keep 6 feet away from others. Don't gather in large crowds. All the stuff that the CDC tells you to do, even if you're vaccinated. The cards are so easy to fake. A knock on the door, you open it, and let the hooker in your home. $100 more for no condom? Sure, no problem. You beam the money with a no-contact Bluetooth app, and close the door.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of stay safe. Are you staying safe? You should always stay safe. I mean, safe is safe, right? Unless...
You wanna live on the edge.
The topic for next week's weekly challenge will be... I have no idea what it is. But I posted in a separate feed, and you can go ahead and check it out. It's also up on the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.